There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former director of the NSA, subdirector, William Binney will be joining us today. Other than that, wow, look at the Hill newspaper. Watchdog groups brace for surprises in massive $1.014 trillion spending bill. And if you go back to drudgereport.com, where Drudge has a stack of stories dealing with this, the Republicans are trying to keep it secret, the provisions from the public, saying that secrecy is justified. They're working with the Democrats. Why so secret? GOP keeps tight lid on $1 trillion spending bill. Conservatives claim leaders trying to pass before anyone can read it. See, notice it's only libertarians slash conservatives that are watchdogging the Republicans and the Democrats. It's only the Tea Party-esque type people that care about anything. I'm not saying they're perfect either, but it's always that group fighting, taking our guns, getting rid of our borders, making the president a dictator, trying to stop tax increases, trying to stop our power plants from being shut off, trying to stop the federalization of all the schools, the federalization of the police. It was mainly conservatives starting to worry about the militarization of police. That's why you had the Justice Department stir all this rioting up, so they could then get conservatives to pile back on to supporting the police state. But meanwhile, in the bill, inside the bill, is the legislation for derivatives. In fact, I had two articles in my stack yesterday on that, one by Kurt Nemo and another one by Krieger, dealing with it, where it just signs us on to unlimited derivatives. New law would make taxpayers potentially liable for trillions in derivatives losses. If the quadrillion-dollar derivatives bubble implodes, who should be stuck with the bill? It's actually two quadrillion, but I guess technically you can say the quadrillion bill or the quadrillions bill. That story is up on Infowars.com by Michael Schneider, the Economic Collapse blog. And then links through to Zero Hedge and other reports in the copy of the bill. Unsurprisingly, the main backer of the bill that's rolled in to the larger spending bill is notorious Wall Street lackey Jim Himes, Democrat, Connecticut, a former Goldman Sachs employee who has discovered lobbyist payoffs can be just as lucrative as a career in financial services. The last time Mr. Himes made an appearance on these pages was in the March 2013 Congress moves to deregulate Wall Street. So that's the kind of legislation being bundled up, pork-barreled, into the omnibus spending bill. And the Republican leadership is trying to keep most of it secret. Kind of like four separate times George Bush Jr., over and over and over again, with the Republicans and Democrats, kept it secret what was in the immigration bill. But every time Senator Sessions would leak it to the public, where it legalized felons, gave free tuition to illegals, this is the plan. This is what's being pushed. This is what's being planned. We're going to come back and break all of this down today. And then the latest disgusting statement. Barbara Bush gushes about Bill Clinton, says he treats H.W. Bush like a father. And then that ties into Bush, is out in the news today. We have a video clip of that. George W. Bush, we've got some of his statements. So we've got more statements from them basically calling Hillary Clinton family and things like that. I mean, this is our problem, are these two families.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't
Joseph Goebbels, the oft-quoted minister of propaganda in Nazi Germany, famously said in many different ways that propaganda needs to be simple and mindless and only allow people to be lazy and to buy into it. It needs to be simple and easy, not complex. And I saw a quote by Eric Hoffer that basically says the same thing. It's in a graphic on the front page of InfoWars.com, today's main image. Propaganda does not deceive people. It merely helps them to deceive themselves. And that is exactly what we face. Dumbed down, simplistic, mindless fraud. It's up to us to discover the reality of what's being done to us. Not to look at who's wearing the nicest jacket or has the best hair or who has the nicest tie or who has the best speechwriters. who is real and who is promoting common sense ideas that have been successful and created amazing stability and prosperity for time immemorial. We are teleprompter-free radio, teleprompter-free television, simulcasting the syndicated radio broadcast across the United States, Infowars.com/show to find the free video feeds, because you will often hear me mentioning video or articles or legislation or documents that we have on screen. So I call this radio transmission Radio Squared, or Radio to the Next Power. We, of course, pioneered not just having a webcam. I had a webcam off and on 14 years ago. But we've pioneered the last decade plus simulcasting the radio with a full live news TV transmission, adding a whole layer of reality. And the reason I did that, the reason I do that, is the same reason that I made a documentary film, my first film in 1997. America Destroyed by Design, 2 years after I first got on air 20 years ago. And it's because I had the state documents, the State Department documents, the federal legislation, the UN UNESCO treaty. I had all of it on our national parks and national heritage sites and huge buffer zones, sometimes hundreds of miles around it, being put under United Nations control. And I had congressmen on to talk about it. And I had physicists and scientists and environmental scientists on, like Dr. Michael Kaufman, who had the UN maps and had testified to Congress. And people would call in and say, it is insane. The UN is not taking over our national parks. The UN is not shutting down silver and gold mines, in a case in Colorado, 30 miles away from the park, saying it's under a UN buffer zone. But they did. It was even in the Denver Post. But I couldn't show people on radio what I was saying. So I started Infowars.com in 96 as an attempt to link to the articles, but back then most newspapers didn't even have their news online. They would just have the headline and then a link to a subscription area. So I would do things like clip out the newspapers. And I had listeners all over the country who would mail me the newspapers, usually a week old, and then I would clip them out. And I would take photos of them and put them on Infowars.com. But then the problem was I couldn't afford the bandwidth bills of the thousands, tens of thousands of people a day then, now it's millions, that visited Infowars.com. And so I said, I've got to make money so I can pay this bandwidth. And so I began to make films and sell films and tell people to make copies of them. And I'm not going off a rabbit trail here. I'm trying to get people to think about how 20 years ago, almost no one knew the Federal Reserve was private. And if you confronted someone with its charter, they would laugh at you and say, shut up, kook. Because they didn't want to be involved. They just needed some propaganda of the word conspiracy theorist that's simple, that's mindless, that's dumbed down, that's an excuse for them to ignore what you're saying and move on. Now, fast forward from 1995 to what's about to be 2015 in just a few weeks. People now know the Federal Reserve's private, national polls over 90%. People want it over 90% in Gallup polls, audited or shut down. The worm completely turned. And the worm's turning on abortion, and the worm's turning on gun control, victim disarmament, and the worm is turning on energy. The worm is turning on everything. We are on the verge of a complete political awakening and realignment of the magnitude that this world has never seen, not just here in the United States, but all over the globe. So what are the technocrats going to do? They're going to use their control of social networks to gatekeep what they allow to catch fire. And they're only going to try to have violent socialist, Fabian socialist, and communist movements financed by Wall Street and other financial interests to be ineffectual revolutions that also discredit revolution. Now, I'm not in the classical sense a revolutionary. I am a restorationist. I want my legitimate republic back because it's the best idea in history. It works really well when implemented. It produces more freedom, more security, more wealth than we can even handle. And thus the byproduct, the side effect of us being decadent, usurped slobs on average at this point. But the worm's turning as we go out of prosperity, into decadence, into slouching, into tyranny, and then the Renaissance begins again. And that's the type of revolution I want. That's why I restate that routinely. Is a peaceful one of ideas. You always hear, oh, let's have a shooting war. Oh, let's have a march and go after the Capitol. The system wants that because they're losing the long-term societal info war. That's why they're trying to flood the country to turn us into the Tower of Babel where we can't communicate with each other and drive down the wages. That's why they're trying to shut off the power. That's why they're trying to increase the prices. That's why they're desperately trying to stir up race war all over the country. Because they do not have a hope if they don't engage in divide and conquer. Yesterday on the Sunday show, I talked about Sunday broadcast from 4 to 6 p.m. I talked about a comment on InfoWars on a story, again, out of Denver, where during an anti-police demonstration, anti-police brutality demonstration, a couple cops got run over pretty bad. Two of them are in critical condition. And the crowd began chanting, hit them again, run over them again. And we do have that video. We're going to play it later. And we said that was wrong. And people in the comments, a minority of them, said, oh, now you're for the police. What's your problem? Hit him again, students cheer when car runs into cops, critically injuring one. Now they're saying two are critically injured. And then a commenter below said, no, InfoWars sides with who's right on a case-by-case basis, not off of what color you are, not off of what group you are. And that's absolutely right. And I can't believe how mindless and tribal people have gotten. Whether it's the cops, whether it's white people, mixed folks, black people, whatever. Humans are all humans. We're just the same. Very tribal, very dumbed down. Because the cops have now been caught in Indianapolis tweeting out, I can't breathe, hashtag, basically making fun of people. Unbelievably horrible. Just like chanting, run over the cops some more. It's the same mindless tribal garbage that will end our civilization. Disgusting. By the way, now the NFL has picked up the case of the black man choked to death, and I believe it's manslaughter. The cop was allowed off. I think it's a travesty of justice. And now the NFL wants to put on their shoes, I can't breathe. That's a lot better than making Brown their poster child, because Brown was a thug. The evidence is overwhelming. And that's not the poster boy to reform the police. That is not the horse we need to bet on here. I want to reform the police so bad it makes my head spin. The case of Eric Garner, or the case of Kelly Thomas. Now, those are cases people should be looking at. But see, the media only picks up on racial incidences because it drives ratings. But that's only at the grassroots level in the media. At the higher level, it is pushed and promulgated by the talking heads of the White House and the social engineers because it's a Ford Foundation playbook to create division. Now, I'm done talking about that. I just wanted to basically get into that because that's why they dumb the propaganda down. Propaganda does not deceive people. It merely helps them to deceive themselves, Eric Hoffer. And I absolutely agree with that statement. So this broadcast is the opposite of dumbed down, talking point, stupidity. This is history integrated with research, integrated with common sense, integrated with archetypes of what really makes humans tick. We're going to come back with George W. Bush saying Hillary is his sister-in-law. Totally disgusting. These families work together.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burger deterrent.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to see the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Barack Obama, our own personal Jesus.
Your own.
At least if you're Jamie Foxx.
Personal Jesus.
But now that he can't deliver
someone
all the free cars and houses and goodies that he promised back in the 2008 campaign, the Justice Department, with the Ford Foundation and others, are delivering racial crises and riots and demonstrations aimed at distracting everyone from the globalist real agenda. And what's the real agenda? I think I'm going to shoot a special report for the nightly news, but I want to spend a few days producing it and really add a lot of research to it with the author of Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. We need to get Reed back on the show. He probably hadn't been on in 5 years. And all the other experts and the Iran-Contra documents, because it wasn't Reagan running Iran-Contra. It was George Herbert Walker Bush with the Democrats as well. They just kind of double-crossed them. And the Clintons, it's been declassified, were both CIA, a fake couple. They were under the UK section chief for the CIA when they were Rhodes Scholars. They were installed as co-governors, basically, in Arkansas. George Herbert Walker Bush met 11 times that we know of in the year before Bill Clinton ran as governor. He would visit him in Kennebunkport, Maine. He would stay at his home in Houston. I mean, these people were thick as thieves. Now, back then, they acted like they were enemies. But the former CIA director also got caught lying. He wasn't made CIA director out of nowhere. He was in the CIA right after he got out of the Army Air Corps, was the Navy Air Corps. At least he was in the Navy, flying aircraft in World War II. So who you think George Herbert Walker Bush is, isn't who he is. He's like Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is a KGB front / FSB today. And that's exactly what the Bushes are. And they created the Clintons to be their go-between. And I remember having Larry Nichols and Terry Reid and just all the insiders on back in the 90s breaking this down. And now, I mean, back then we talked about it. People thought it was wild. Now it's basically admitted. We have Laura. We have Barbara, we have Bush Sr., we have Bush Jr., we have Jeb, we have Marvin, we have all of them worshiping the Clintons. And let me tell you, when you look at the Bush's agenda versus their rhetoric and compare it to the Clintons, it is a carbon copy. A carbon copy. And this goes to the rhinos and the Rockefeller Republicans as George Herbert Walker Bush called himself back in the 70s. They are what they call Rockefeller Republicans. If you can't beat Barry Goldwater, if you can't beat the real conservative movement, well, you just simply co-opt it. National Review was founded by the Central Intelligence Agency to control the right. Look it up. William F. Buckley, CIA. Just like Anderson Cooper, CIA. Just like Miss Magazine, look it up. Gloria Steinem, founded by the CIA. New York Times, look it up. Look it up. They want to control the fake left-right paradigm. We're transcending it. Sure, there's a lot more I agree with the Republicans and their rhetoric, but they don't follow it. The Texas Republican Party charter and platform sounds like I wrote it, but they don't follow it. And the system's scared that it might start to happen. So we have Barbara Bush and we have Bush. Let's go to the newest one with George W. calling Hillary his sister-in-law. Here it is.
You've often referred to Bill Clinton. You talked about his relationship with your father and how it developed and your mother as well, and he's your brother from another mother. What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
Interesting. And do you think that your brother could run against your sister-in-law?
Yeah, and I think he'd beat her.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
She's formidable.
Very much so. No question. So is he, though.
Yeah. So you'll take that bet.
Formidable?
Absolutely. You think she'll run?
Of course, you're not going to make it because you're an objective news.
Two families.
That's what I'm asking you.
Directly controlled by Yale.
No clue.
And Harvard. Through Skull and Bones. Through this network. We're going to come back and play Barbara Bush. Who loves Bill Clinton? Barbara Bush does. I mean, I just want to remind people of this because I was in a gun shop back in like 2007, and I was complaining about Bush supporting the assault weapons ban, and a guy behind the counter at McBride's said, "Alex, I'm sick of your always saying something true. He does not support that." And the owner goes, yeah, he does. That's true. He's right. I mean, just stop living in delusional land, okay? The Bushes are bad news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com. For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Let's hear from another one of the Bushes, the Grand Matriarch, Barbara Bush, mama of the whole CIA brood of skull and bones pirates.
That's right. My husband, Bill Clinton, and I have become great friends, and Bill visits us every summer, and we don't agree politically, but we don't talk politics. And I think you'd have to understand, I read someplace, before you're critical of someone, you should remember that they did not have the advantages you had as a child, a loving mother and father. Bill's father wasn't around, and I think that he thinks of George a little bit like the father he didn't have, and he's very loving to him, And I really appreciate that. And when they went on that long tsunami trip, George told me Bill insisted he stay in the bed. And Bill insisted that he was taken care of. And that was really nice. I love Bill Clinton. Maybe not his politics, but I love him.
Pure, unadulterated script reading bull. A behind the scenes with Barbara Bush, where she really tells you what's going on. Isn't that just so sweet? Meanwhile, I have interviewed known admitted CIA, not assets, but employees, agents, who were at MENA and saw the Bushes, Clinton, all of them. They would meet there at the airfield where the goodies were coming in, C-130 by C-130. Oh, they're such a nice little family. They're such nice little boys. Bill Clinton was the protege of the CIA section chief in England, and then he was assigned under George Herbert Walker Bush. Look it up. Hillary as well. But it's worse than that. The Rhodes Scholarship, on record set up by Cecil Rhodes, who wrote books on how they were going to establish a world corporate government and fold the British Empire into that by stealth so that no one could stop them from taking over and merging with the United States, which is what the Council on Foreign Relations was set up for in New York City at the Pratt House in 1922. And what does Skull and Bones push for? All the exact same program. That's all these people are. It's just like Vladimir Putin. They are fronts for the special interests that run this country. And that, we've got two different political parties, and it looks like there's differences on the surface, but when it comes down to brass tacks, it's exactly the same. And there's a quote by Carol Quigley in his book, Tragedy and Hope, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's other mentor, that he thanked in his victory speech, by the way. He thanked Carol Quigley and David Rockefeller, and then he broke down crying and said that David Rockefeller was like his father. And there's a lot of evidence that he's the illegitimate son of the then governor of Arkansas, who was a Rockefeller when he was born. And it's admitted that Bill Clinton's mother was a lady of the night. And then he's got this supposed father that looks or acts nothing like him. The point is, Clinton, who's famously filmed meeting with JFK when he was a teenager, Bill Clinton meeting with JFK, shaking hands with JFK, being brought to meet with like eight other youth with JFK, he was fast-tracked from the beginning. And, of course, we said this back in 1995, 1996, 97, and it sounded crazy. Now it's all admitted. This is how they operate. And now we see John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, and others not letting the public see the spending bill. Over $1 trillion. Not going after him for Fast and Furious or Benghazi. Not trying to repeal any of his unlawful executive actions. Not trying to stop the open borders. Saying they won't repeal Obamacare. To me, this is really the big issue. That we just had a landslide. Despite the fact that the Blue Blood Republicans tried to block every Tea Party person they could, they failed massively, but still they're hanging on by their fingernails right now. Half of the senators that voted for Obamacare are now gone. So there is a political awakening. We are actually getting things done. It's been said that if elections did anything, they'd be illegal. I think it was Mark Twain said that. But that's not entirely true. If there's enough of an awakening at the city, county, state, federal level, we could actually save this country peacefully. But I look at this headline, this photo from Politico, House Senate negotiators near spending deal. The goal is to have the massive measure ready by late today, Monday. And I look at Mitch McConnell with Harry Reid, John Boehner, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, who are these people? And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know who I dislike more. Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid. It's probably Harry Reid I hate. Of these four people, let me see. Harry Reid is number one. And then Nancy Pelosi is number two. And then Boehner's number three. And then McConnell's number four. Because at least McConnell has unenergetically, but still voted to block the anti-gun measures. Boehner's actually supported some before. Pelosi is just a larcenous demon on every level. And then Harry Reid is an actual don. I mean, these people all make me want to vomit. But I got to be honest with you. I think I dislike Boehner and McConnell at an even deeper level because I know how bad Pelosi and Harry Reid are with their armed bodyguards, but they want our guns and they think our kids belong to them. They're just arrogant slobs on every level. But we know who they are. So at least... at least we know. But Boehner and McConnell, they are in there, and there needs to be special elections, recalls. We need to start recalls of Boehner and of McConnell because they're not going for impeachment. They're not even trying to repeal. I mean, if they made Obama truly weak and cut off the funding and used hearings to expose all the crime, to build momentum towards a true impeachment and a reform, they could fix the country. But see, the country's working just fine for them. We're going into a North American Union. We're going into global governance. They are selfishly selling out our children and our future because, hey, they're at the top of the heap. They are traitors, and they know what they're doing. And they're so arrogant that they put out country music songs now, the Hillary pack does, about how she loves family values. Oh. There's this new video we played yesterday. It was totally disgusting. And then they've got Hillary out going, I think we shouldn't have open borders. And I think you do have a right to have guns. I got a hankering to have some Wolf brand chili. How long's it been since you had a big steaming bowl of Hillary Clinton bologna? Well, that's too long. Yeah, let's play part of this song. Where Hillary Clinton, oh, we love you.
We came together in no way to find a moment we all can celebrate.
No, proud having a meal, sitting around the family.
And now,
why can't we afford every child?
And this time, Mama,
get along to the stage.
Put your boots on and let's make it.
Oh, the glass ceiling. Let's put a woman in charge. That's right. Just vote for Hillary because she's a woman. Doesn't matter, she's a lying crook. She's a loving woman. Today's wearing a cowboy hat and there's a red barn.
Hillary,
she's a walking anglerfish, all too late. What is this stupid song called? Put out by Hillary Pack. This is meant for all these white trash Democrat women to feel good and have pride of woman's here. Because our American dream is at stake. That actually follows Common Core. Because you got redneck Ebonics. Brought to you by Jesse Jackson. Who's tough and got vision. He rides off a can of gasoline subliminally. He's going to burn America now. Is that guy a clone of Joel Osteen? With a mullet?
She's a loving wife.
She's got a lot of girlfriends. She's got more notches on her belt and more little darlings than Bill ever thought he could. Bill
ain't gonna get spring Sharon in the Lincoln bedroom. Hillary's gonna keep that stock of young Phyllis all she needs. Your daughters belong to her, your guns do as well. And if you like Janet Reno, well, you're gonna love Hillary.
All right. Yeah. I absolutely love Hillary, excuse me. Can we pull up Team America? What would you do? All right, I'm going to stop right there. I've already done that yesterday. I need to quit right now while I'm ahead. Coming up, watch out for that puddle. Soon it could be federally regulated. That's right. Bush and the CIA's ex-officials rebut torture report. UNICEF calls 2014 one of the worst years on record for the world's children. I love how they always run the program to save the kids. It's kind of like Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, former Nazi founder of the Bilderberg Group, got caught using the World Wildlife Fund that he founded as a front for poaching. That's hilarious. And to build secret military bases all over Africa and try to overthrow, what, Kenya, was it? Yeah. That's kind of like Planned Parenthood's leading marches to, quote, respect black people and respect black lives. Planned Parenthood, founded by the Rockefellers, on record with the express mission to kill every black person they could. Kind of like George Soros, again, gets awards from the ADL. And then he goes on 60 Minutes and admits that he was a collaborator helping find hidden Jews and turn them and their wealth over to be sent to places like Dachau. And when the clip used to be on YouTube, they expunge it everywhere. Like, if somebody's got it, send it to us. It's in news articles, but I cannot find it. My horse, my kingdom for my horse, Richard III said, my kingdom, or at least a handshake for that clip, because Soros is on there, and they say, well, what responsibility do you hold for helping round up people, and do you feel bad? He says, no, I don't feel bad, and I have zero responsibility. I did what I had to survive, and I'm glad I survived. What a sociopathic, psychopathic statement. Well, it's not really psychopathic, because a psycho isn't in reality. A sociopath is, but just cares about no one but themselves. And he's the big liberal, see? And I know I bring that up every few months, the fact about Soros. It's just so bizarre. But the balkanization accelerates. The Philly mayor says police officers are increasingly afraid of the community. That's the plan. We're going to also get into another fabricated jobs report and the different protests being organized by people like Rahm Emanuel in Chicago. We're going to look at why the Obama administration is so determined to start a race war. But before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I want to, number one, thank all of the listeners out there for your incredible ongoing support of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Every attempt is being made and has been made at levels 360 to suppress and shut us down and keep us quiet. But no weapon formed against us has prospered. Every weapon formed against us has only backfired in triplicate against our enemies. Continue to tell friends and family about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, about the local AM and FM stations you listen to us on. Support those local sponsors. And continue to visit InfowarsStore.com to get the highest quality water filtration, whether it's clearly filtered or ProPure. With promo code WATER, you get 10% off. It's great gifts. If you order any of the InfowarsLife.com family of products by December 17th, it's about a week and a half you've got. You will get it before Christmas. We have a tiny bit of the silver bullet, colloidal silver, left. We have some of the super male vitality left, super female vitality, still discounted. We have the original Survival Shield left. Survival Shield X2 is set to sell out, it looks like, today. We are selling out of the high-quality products across the board. Secret 12 has been sold out, but I'm told we may get some in next week. InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase makes the entire broadcast possible. We have the Super Detox Special running right now. Fluoride Shield and X2. 46% off right now when you get Fluoride Shield and X2 together, but that's going to end when the X2 sells out. Biodefense Pack, Survival Shield X2, and Lung Cleanse, now 58% off. InfoWars Life Challenge Pack, Super Male Vitality, and Survival Shield retail, it's now 42% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and we have the commemorative limited edition, second edition, because we changed the design, Molon Labe belt buckles, and a silver coin minted here, double stamped in America, only 500 made, Molon Labe on one side, made in 1776 on the other, only 500 of those. Double stamped, highest quality, a limited edition, a serious collectible, and you get free with it a 1776 gold or green lapel pin of your choice. And it's a great memento, a great gift, not suitable, way beyond suitable for framing. 500 of these in the box set. Amazing. Truly a gift to share with others and to share the Second Amendment and to support this operation.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind. We'll be right back.
protesters were hit by a car. Hundreds of students skipped school this week to protest the Ferguson decision. Four officers were hit, and there are reports of students laughing and chanting, "Hit them again." Alicia Acuna following this story from our Denver newsroom. Alicia.
Hi, John. Yes, and these four officers were on bicycles at the time of the accident, and one does remain in critical condition, according to the last update from DPD. Officer John Abson, a 9-year veteran of the department, was escorting students from East High School in Denver who staged a walkout on one of the city's busiest streets, Colfax Avenue. Witnesses say at one point a car accelerated, went up onto the sidewalk, and hit the four DPD officers, dragging Officer Abson behind. Denver police say the driver of that vehicle had a medical condition. The police union and others say some in the crowd cheered, the union issuing a statement saying, immediately after the horrible accident yesterday injuring four Denver police officers, several parties in the protesting group cheered and chanted, "Hit him again." These actions are not only reprehensible, but quite possibly the most disturbing thing this association has ever heard.
All right, let's stop
the department itself.
I don't think it's the most disturbing thing you've ever heard. I'm sure you've heard about, you know, dead kids in basements and stuff. But it is very disturbing that random people would then see random cops run over and cheer it. But that's just like our article up on Infowars.com, where police department mocks Garner, who was choked to death, with hashtag We Can't Breathe tweet. Defensive police action backfires on Indianapolis department, who has now deleted the tweet. You can see the tweet and the response. This is an us-against-them mentality, and it's now being cast as racially based because the Democratic Party wants this to be racially based. Is there profiling on black people in many cities? Probably. I mean, undoubtedly it goes on. There's profiling against skaters. There's profiling against hippies. There are certain groups that the police have been trained to basically be scared of or to think are criminal. Namely, it's people that aren't wearing suits and ties. You want to be left alone by the police, wear a sports jacket, and drive a nice car. Is that discriminatory against poor people? I think so. But if you go to a job interview wearing a dirty T-shirt versus a sports jacket with a tie and you know, versus being polite, not being polite, just saying thank you, just opening doors for people will make you more successful because then other successful people will think you're higher quality. But see, a lot of poor folks today especially think it's cool to not be thankful and cool to be rude and cool to not dress nice. And that's been done by the MTV culture and social engineering to create a permanent, giant, swelling underclass. Where it's not cool to be successful. It's not cool to have a job. It's not cool to stay out of the system. It's cool to be in the system. That's when you're bona fide. Well, the system engineered it that way. Then they train the police you're the enemy. Then you act like the enemy. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's what I'm getting at. And I think it's equally disgusting to cheer people being run over or to cheer someone being choked to death. Even if Garner deserved it, which he clearly didn't, it would have been despicable to make fun of his death, begging for his life, saying, "I can't breathe," while he got his arm pinned in a move where you can't roll over. And it's going to be killer cops, psychos, that are going to cause a lot of innocent police to get killed in this country. Because when the Civil War really kicks off, which we've been predicting for a long time is their goal, it's going to be devastating. And I am not going to enjoy watching citizens and the police kill each other while the globalists sit offshore and laugh. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with of pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.